This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. After Zach Klein left to be city attorney, Columbus City Council appointed his replacement Monday. Emmanuel Remy is a realtor and the president of the Northland Community Council, and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Emmanuel.
Good afternoon, Claire.
Many people protested your appointment. How do you respond to the criticism that the first runner-up in November's election, Jasmine Ayers, should have taken Klein's place?
Well, I believe that the voters voted in the process in which the appointment process happens. They voted in the members that were selected for council, and those people made the decision through a thorough process, and therefore I think that democracy works in this case. There is plenty of chatter out there about different things, but under the current structure, it is under the current structure, we are following democracy at its best. But, you know, I look forward and staying focused on what we can do in the future. And, you know, I'm excited to be here and get busy.
About that structure, many of the same protesters want the city to change the way that it's set up, move to a ward-based system where council members are elected from specific districts. Would you support that type of move?
Actually, we have a structure in place today, and that's the area commissions and the civic associations that are out there. Those are in place, and so what we need to do today is work on the platform along with the mayor's office when we talk about looking at these area commission structures and build a better platform for them to get their voices heard and so that they can be a part of the discussion more so than they are today. They're certainly, everybody's very open down here, but we want to make sure that they feel that they're being heard from all parts of the city.
You don't think that it needs to be codified into the setup of the council itself?
Absolutely not. At this point, you know, we are doing the Columbus way, and that's the structure that we have, which is unique in and of itself. And so we just got to make it better so that people feel more satisfied that their concerns are being heard.
Do you feel the same about the appointment system?
At this point, you know, I think that, you know, democracy took place in that what happened in this process. But
for the future.
For the future, I want to stay focused on making Columbus even better than what it is today. So I'm excited to get to work on that.
In that process of getting to work, how do you feel about your political capital, given that you didn't receive any votes in November?
Well, I tell you, I've been the leader of the Northland Community Council for the past 6 years, 130,000 residents, 15% of the city of Columbus, with a very diverse area socioeconomically and geographically, from new development to old development. There certainly are plenty of opportunities to share that I've represented a good portion of the city of Columbus. We've worked very hard to shut down 5 motels in this city, change legislation, work collaboratively with President Klein at the time to change the legislation process and the registration process for hotels in the city of Columbus, making it easier for all parts of Columbus to take care of hotels that elicit bad business practices.
With your work as part of the Northland Community Council that was focused on the north side, what will you do to ensure that you understand the needs of other areas of Columbus that you haven't previously represented?
Well, fortunately, in my career, I work all throughout the city of Columbus. There probably hasn't been a street or an alley that I haven't been through in working in real estate. So I have, you know, some understanding. But in the process of getting ready for this position and applying for this, I have spent an inordinate amount of time getting to know leaders throughout the community. So I'll look forward to sitting down with them and really understanding the concerns of their particular area, and so that we can make significant progress in their community.
Looking at Columbus as a whole, what's the most pressing issue that the city is facing right now?
Certainly the hot button issue is safety and crime. And so we've got to look at getting a very collaborative discussion going with our community leaders, our faith leaders, our neighbors. You know, something that I promote religiously in the Northland area is if you see something, you say something. And so getting that mantra out there, make sure that people understand that it's everybody making a commitment to make our community better. It is what it's going to take to make it safer in the city of Columbus. So I look forward to helping to promote that concept and help organizing some of those discussions.
Emmanuel Remy, thank you so much for talking with me today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Claire.
Emmanuel Remy will be sworn in as the latest member of the Columbus City Council January 18th.